Be'ez Hashem Yisboch, we begin Perek Shein in the second chapter, Namas Hilchos Nachos and Laws of Inheritance, the Sefer Mishpatim, the Book of Judgments, where we continue with the laws of inheritance, speaking about specifically the Yerusha of a Bechor, of that of a firstborn. The Rambam gets a halacha off regarding the double portion of Yerusha that a firstborn has. HaBechor Neitel Pishnai B'Nechzi Avv. The firstborn son takes a double portion from his father's assets. Shem, like it says in the pasuk in the bottom, losses lepishnayim, to give him a double portion. So Kate said, how does this work? Say nich chamisha banim. Let's say left over five sons. Echad ben bechor, one of them is the firstborn son. Habachor neitel shlish hamamim. The first one's going to take a third of the money. The reason for that is because when there's five sons, you don't split it just into five, since it's a bechor. You split it, when we say double portion, you split it like as if there are six portions. The first one's going to take two, the other four brothers each are going to take a sixth, so it's going to come out that he's taking double from the brothers, which 2/6 is going to be 1/3. And every one of the other four regular brothers, they each take a sixth. That's how you do a double portion. Let's say left over nine sons. The first one's going to take a fifth, which is 2/10, because although there's nine, we're going to make it as if there's 10. And every one of the eight brothers, of the regular brothers, are going to take 1/10, and he's going to take 2/10, which is 1/5. This, the way we're showing the division, is how it always works. That's what we mean the double portion. Halacha Bey is that the establishment of a firstborn is at the time of the birth. So, b'chor sh'nolad achar mishes aviv. If a firstborn is born after the father passed away, and how is it possible that a firstborn will be after the father passed away if there have to be brothers after him? Either that the mother gave birth to twins and the father died before the two births, or he gave birth from two different wives after he had passed away. But be that as it may, a firstborn that's born after the father's death, that firstborn does not take a double portion, because it says in the pasuk, it's going to be when he's going to bequeath to his sons, etc. Because the firstborn, the son of the hated one, he recognizes. So it's only considered a bechor for inheritance only when the father can recognize him, but obviously if he's born after the father's death, he cannot recognize him. Now, let's say if the forehead went out when the father was still alive, even if he didn't have even his whole head come out to the ear space of the world, and the father already passed away, the fact that he could see his forehead, he could already recognize him, that's where he could say, Yaker, that firstborn is going to take a double portion. Halacha Gimel, b'chor shenikra, a firstborn that was a tumtum, that was closed up, there was a piece of skin that was covering by the reproductive organ, it wasn't known if he was male or female, and then it was torn open, b'nimtza zachar, and turns out that he's a male, ain't a neitel pishnam, it's not going to take a double portion. And so to pasha shenikra b'nimtza zachar, a regular brother, that also was a tumtum, we didn't know if he's a boy, so he gets inheritance, or girl, and not, and it was torn open, b'nimtza zachar, it turns out that it's a boy, he's not going to diminish the portion of the firstborn. It says in the pasuk, at the time of birth, it was born to him sons. It has to be quote unquote a son from the time of birth, not that we didn't know if it's a boy or girl. As Halacha Dalet explains, Ketzad, what does this mean? A regular brother will not diminish the portion of the firstborn by not knowing that he's a boy until, let's say, a few weeks later. Let's say it was a firstborn son and two regular brothers. And you also had this tumtum, which is closed up, that we didn't know if it was a boy or girl. And which was later, the skin was torn, and we found that it was a boy. So altogether, it was four brothers. Now, had they all been boys, definite from the time of birth, so we would have divided the assets into five portions. The firstborn would take 2/5, like we said in the Halacha Aleph, and it comes out, every brother is diminishing from the portion of the Bechira. Now, when one of them is a tumtum, and you only find that he's Zachar after the birth, that will not diminish the portion of the firstborn. How so? The first one's going to take a quarter of the monies with his portion of his firstborn, as if there was three brothers, as if there was divided that way, and another portion, and he's taking double. As if he only has two regular brothers. And that's how you look at it, and he takes that amount. Now, because again, regarding the laws of Bechor, we don't consider those who only know their status after birth, both for the Bechor himself and for the other regular brothers that diminish the portion of the Bechor. Now, the half and quarter, which really means the remaining three quarters, so that the two remaining brothers, with the one who we only found out later when the skin was torn, with the firstborn, they divide equally, because that's what we're saying, that when there's three brothers, so we view it three, plus we add on another portion that he gets a double portion. He gets that himself. That's for the Bechor part. Then for the regular Yerusha, which is his first part, that they all going to share equally with the other parts, and each one's going to take a quarter from that three quarters. Halacha hey, katan ben yemechad, a child one day old, memayit bechel b'chayr, he does diminish the portion of the firstborn, because just like a regular Yerush, like everyone else, avolehu uber, but not the fetus, where even though he will inherit like the other brothers, but they're going to divide with him like they did by the brother that's the tumtum, so it will not diminish the portion of the b'chayr. And a boy that's born after the father passed away, also in Mamad Bechel Bechaira, does not diminish the portion of the firstborn. Halachavav, Benchen is Tapik Lanu, a son that we're not sure Imhu Bechaira Pashat, if he was the firstborn or a regular brother. Kagoyin, for example, Shenis Arvim Acher, was mixed up with someone else, we don't know who was the firstborn, so Ein Yonetel Pesham, it doesn't take a double portion. So Bekitz Oysen, what do you do? So Imhuku, if when they were born, we knew who was the firstborn and who was the regular brother. But it was said in the server, at the end they got mixed up. So Kaisan Hashar Zel Zel, and then they write a permission of collection from each other. And then they can take the first portion with their brothers, they'll divide it, because they don't know which is which. But Vimlahukur, but if it was never recognized, for example, Kugan Shiyoldu B'machboa Achas, that they were born in one cave when there was no lights and no one had a clue ever, then in Kaisan Hashar, they cannot write permission. And there is actually even no firstborn rights over here because the Torah says Yaker. Here was never recognizable for even one moment. So even if we know for sure that one of them must have been the Bechar, they're not going to have the laws of Bechar because you didn't have Yaker and therefore going to have the halacha like regular brothers. Halacha Zayin, regarding the inheritance of the firstborn to their children. So Misha Yilu Shnei Badim, someone had two sons. Bechar Pashat, firstborn and a regular brother, regular son. Misha Shnei Bechayiv, and both of these sons, the firstborn and the regular brother, died when the grandfather was still alive. Now those children left over kids. Habachar Nichbas, the first one left over a daughter. Bapashar Nichben, and the other brother after him left over a son. Harei Ven Apashid, so the son of the regular brother, Yerush Benichsa Hazakan Shlish, he's going to inherit from the grandfather a third, Shechelikov, which is his father's portion. A third, because we're doing this in three parts, even though there's two, because we add on another portion for the double portion. Ubasa Bachar, and the daughter of the firstborn, Yeresha Shnei Shlishim, she gets two thirds, Shechelikov, which is her father's portion. Same thing is regarding nephews, the brother's sons, or the sons of the father's brothers, the cousins, all inheritors. If the father of one of these inheritors was a firstborn, he takes that father's firstborn portion, this one who's inheriting because of him. Halacha Ches continues regarding that there is no law, however, of Bechar when inheriting from the mother. In a bechar nitl b'shnai b'nechseim, the firstborn does not take a double portion from the mother's assets. Ketzach also, so bechar pashut shi'yarshim imam. So if there's an older brother and a regular brother that's inheriting their mother, cholgim m'shava, they divide it equally. Bin shay bechar nachla, whether he was a firstborn for inheritance, meaning the firstborn from the father, and bin shay peterechem, whether he was the first one from the uterus, where he was the firstborn to his mother, doesn't make a difference. He's not going to get firstborn portion inheriting his mother, which halacha tes actually qualifies. The law of Bechar, the one that's born first to the father. Bechar l'nachla, the law of the firstborn for inheritance, who anoyed la'av rishon, this is the one that's born first to the father. Shlomik says in the Pasuk, ki hu reish hazayin, it's the first of his vigor, of his might, meaning the first seed that the father has given to have a child. And me'ei mashkichin aleim, we don't pay attention to the mother. That is, afilu yod the kama banim, even if this woman herself has already given birth to many sons, hoil v'zay rishon la'av, but since he's the first one from his father, yerish pishnayim, he's going to inherit a double portion. Halacha Yud, Abaach and Nafalim, a son that comes after miscarriages. A woman miscarried, and after the miscarriage, she gave birth to a healthy son. Afa Pisha Yatzar Reisha Nefel Kashuchai, even if the head of the stillborn came out when he was alive, still Habachar, the son who comes after him, is going to be Bechar L'Nachal, is going to be a firstborn for the laws of inheritance, because the life of a Nefel is not considered as a life at all, because he could not have survived, and therefore, the son afterwards is considered the firstborn son. And v'chein ben tisha, so too, if there's a baby that's born after 9 months of pregnancy, shiotzer reisha meis, but that's a stillborn. His head comes out and he's dead. Habacher, of the one who comes after him, is b'chol nachla, is the firstborn for the laws of inheritance. K'shezeh senem reisha son, this is the first of his vigor, hu sh'loi noidu l'koyim l'zeh, vlad, this is the type of child that it wasn't born before him, a child, shiotzer chayla avarim, that's come out alive to the airspace of the world. Now the figure, therefore, ben tisha shahitzi yudei reishichai, so if there is a baby born to a 9 month pregnancy that at least had the most of his head come out and the baby was still alive, even though if chas v'shalom something happens if the baby doesn't make it, habach rav eina b'chor, the child that comes after that is not going to be considered the firstborn child because ultimately that was considered like a birth by the first one, even though it didn't make it, the second child is not going to be considered as a bechor for nachla. Halachir alav yitzad daifin. If there's a baby born through what's called C-section, cesarean, which is comes through the abdominal wall, not through the birth canal, and vabachrab, and the son who comes after him, shneim in bechorim, both of them not going to have the laws of the firstborn. Why? Harishin, the first one, officially no, he quote unquote wasn't born, because that's only through the birth canal. He was taken through the abdominal wall. But then the elderly bun that only says that boys, children will be born to him, and this is not considered born. But Shane, the second one, shayrikud demacha, because there is a son who came before him. So neither one of them qualify for the laws of bechor. Halachid beis, hoyle bonim kshoy goy. If he had sons when he was a Gentile, beniskar, and then he converted to Judaism, in the bechor lenachla does not have the laws of inheritance of the firstborn for inheritance, because those that were born before he converted, they don't inherit their father, the ger, at all. And those that were born after he converted are not reishis oinei, because he had already sons from when he was not Jewish. Aval Yisrael, but a Jew, shoyle ben min hashivcha min hagoy, if he had a son from a maidservant or from a Gentile woman, since they're not called his son, it goes after the mother, Habole Acham in the Israel is the one that comes afterwards from a Jewish woman, would be Bechal Nachla, would be considered firstborn to the laws of inheritance, but Bishnam, and that son will take the double portion. Halachid Gimel, Hoya Bechar Mamzer, if the firstborn was a Mamzer, which he sired this child from an illegitimate relationship, Neutral Pishnaim, he does take a double portion, Shem, because it says in the Pasuk, Kesa Bechar Ben Asnua Yaker, because he's going to recognize as his firstborn the son of the hated one. What do you mean the hated one? It means Zusha Snu Ben Nisrael. It means the one that's hated in the marriage because it's a marriage in sin, and still considered as a Bechar. And Ben Sarachlem, you don't have to say, Imhoye Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza, that it was the son of a Kohen who married a divorcee or a Chalutza, which that's not even a Mamzer, that's only that he's considered a Chalul from his Kuna. For sure, that son is going to take a double portion if he's a firstborn. Halachi Dalad, regarding who gets to testify that this is the firstborn child. So Shleshin and Manam al-Bukhar, there are three individuals that are believed to testify that this is the firstborn. Chaya, the midwife, the one who helps out in the birth. Vimei, the mother, of and the father. Now, Chaya, the midwife, is only miyad, only right away after the birth. She'imam, if she says, Zeh Yitzarishin, this is the child that came out first, the man that she's believed. Ima, the mother, is called Shivazim Ha'leida Neman Islema, all 7 days after the birth, postpartum, she's believed to say Zahal Bukhar, that this is the firstborn. The reason for that is because for those 7 days, the child is with the mother, and the father hasn't yet gotten the opportunity to recognize the child, so the mother is believed. But that's only for the first 7 days. Aviv La'ilm, the father has that right and belief forever. Afilo Amar Av, and even if the father says, Al Mishle Huchzik bin Eklal, that someone we didn't even know that this is even his son at all. And he says, "Hubani, this is my son, Ubacheruhu, and he's actually my firstborn." Neman is believed. So if he says regarding someone that we always presume is his firstborn, and he says, "Ein Bukhari is not his firstborn," Neman, he's believed, because the Torah says, "Yaker," it's the father's recognition that creates the status. Let's go option ishtatik. If the father becomes mute, and he can't talk and say who's his firstborn. So Baitkin, I say, we inspect him, Kedev Shabaitkin Lagitin, just like we do the inspection when it comes to seeing if, regarding divorce documents, that if he's trying to divorce his wife, and that is Imramaz, if he hints, does some type of a sign language, a kasab, or he writes, Shezeb b'nei b'chari, that this is his firstborn son, that child will take the double portion. Halachat Zayin, Heidu Edim, if let's say witnesses testify, Shehem Shamu of Vishal Zalim, that they heard the father of this person saying, Dvarim Kach V'Kach, certain types of words, meaning things that are not directly testifying that this is his firstborn son. But Sharei Oysim Advarim, but from those words, Yivadim Achlom, you could infer from what he was saying, Shezeb B'nei Bukhari, that he was obviously insinuating that that's his firstborn son. So that boy is going to take a double portion. Even though the father did not come out explicitly and say, Zeb B'nei Bukhari, this is my firstborn son. Now, Shamim and Ab Shama, let's say they heard from the father that he said, Zeb b'ni b'char, this is my son, the firstborn. He's not going to take a double portion with this testimony, because Shem b'char li'imayhu. Maybe he was saying it's the firstborn to his mother. It's the firstborn. Maybe that's what the father had in mind. Until he says, b'ni b'chari, my son, my firstborn, his firstborn, that then will give him the rights to the double portion.